This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. President Biden presented what he said was an Israeli-approved ceasefire proposal and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. What many are saying, however, is that this proposal was the Biden administration trying to force Israel to surrender to Hamas, including the administration's desire to topple the current government. Caroline Glick, a well-respected journalist and senior editor for the Jerusalem News Syndicate, said this in her recent podcast.
The Prime Minister's office put out two statements. The government of Israel is united in its desire to return the hostages as soon as possible and is working to achieve this goal. The Prime Minister authorized the negotiating team to present a proposal to that end, which would also enable Israel to continue the war until all its objectives are achieved, including the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities. And then here's the kicker. The actual proposal put forward by Israel, including the conditional transition from one phase to the next, allows Israel to uphold these principles. So what they're saying is that what Biden presented as Israel's proposal was not the actual proposal. The actual proposal kept the power to reinstate hostilities in Israel's hands, not in some consortium of state sponsors, of Hamas on the one hand, and of course, Israel's state sponsor, America, the great Biden administration on the other hand. And then on June 1st, after, you know, all of the reports were continuing to go on, the Prime Minister's office put out a second statement, and it says this: Israel's conditions for ending the war have not changed. The destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities, the freeing of all hostages, and ensuring that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel. Under the proposal, Israel will continue to insist these conditions are met before permanent ceasefire is put in place. The notion that Israel will agree to a permanent ceasefire before these conditions are fulfilled is a non-starter. In other words, again, the Prime Minister's office says that Biden's proposal is not Israel's proposal. Right, we're at a very dangerous moment. The United States is presenting what is essentially Hamas's position from 2 weeks ago as Israel's position. It did it at an hour that Israel couldn't respond. It presented it as a fait accompli. It's not Israel's position because it's calling for Israel to capitulate to all of Hamas's demands. It's providing Hamas with the protection of two state sponsors that the United States values and upholds as fairer than the state of Israel, which the United States says it's going to make sure that Israel's honest in its upholding of the ceasefire deal that Hamas put on the table, not Israel. And if Israel says anything, then the Prime Minister's going to be vilified. I don't know if you guys saw, but the person who came out, I think, first applauding Biden for his speech was none other than former President Barack Obama. Why is Obama suddenly in charge? Well, we can only imagine. What we're seeing here is that the Biden administration played an incredibly dirty trick on Israel, an incredibly sick, dirty trick on Israel. And he called for the opposition, the very small opposition, the less than 30% of Israelis who want Hamas to remain in power in Gaza, to take to the streets and demand that the government accept this proposal that he just presented it as Israel's proposal. This is dangerous territory that we're in right now. But I do know that what Biden did was deeply dishonest and incredibly hostile. And here we are, fighting a war for a national survival. Biden pays lip service to that battle while seeking in the most obscene way to undermine it and to hand victory to Hamas.
You can connect with Caroline Glick and the Jerusalem News Syndicate by visiting jns.org. That's jns.org. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.